Hello, I am calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Marisa Guse?
This is Marisa Guse.
Oh, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Yes, thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
Very high. I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Making sure that I'm speaking to people of all ages, may I know what is your age?
69.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat. Democrat.
You will say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong, thank you. Now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It depends on which thing you're talking about. It's hard to answer that question. I am happy with some of the things that we're doing, but I'm very worried about where we're headed, but not with the current.
Okay,
you
so
know,
you will
I mean,
say
so.
Satisfied? Just satisfied?
Yeah, satisfied.
Okay, great.
I'm more satisfied than most people, I guess.
Okay, no problem. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Mary Blumenkamp Perez is handling her job as congressman?
I think she's doing a fine job.
So you will strongly or
yes.
Someone approve?
Strongly. I strongly approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve, but what are the layers? Tell me the...
Strongly approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the following choices that I'm going to read. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, and combating threats to our democracy.
How many can I choose?
Two.
Just two? Oh, no, now you're getting me. Okay, so... now, oh my God, I should have written it down because now I'm lost and I know what they are.
I can read that back if you want.
Read it back to me, please. Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Yes, that's one.
That's one
of them. Yes.
Improving K-12 education. Fighting inflation and lowering costs. Reducing crime and gun violence.
Oh, I know what the second one is, the climate.
Yes.
That's the second one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't
no, no
interrupt
problem.
You, but I remembered.
No problem. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that
okay.
You don't feel particularly warm or cold. It's neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Kent?
Two.
A two? Okay. Yeah. Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
I'd say 80 because she's learning.
Okay. Joe Biden?
I think very high. I'd say 95.
Okay, great. Donald Trump?
Zero.
A zero, thank you. Bob Ferguson?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. I've got to feed the dog. Alexa,
okay, no
stop.
Okay,
they
no
play,
problem.
They play the come on down music because someone put that on her Alexa. Now every time I have to feed him, we hear the music. Just 1 second or he'll
no
lose
problem.
His mind.
Take your time.
That's almost all right. He's eating. We're good. Okay. I don't know who that Ferguson person is. I don't know who that is.
Okay. No problem. Dave Reitken?
Well, how do you spell the last name?
R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T.
I don't know him either. Oh, Reichert, right? No,
yeah,
I don't
Reichert.
Know who that is.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Republicans in Congress?
What do I think of Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
Right now, I would give them a very low mark, but I know they're not all bad. So aggregating them, I would give them maybe a 15.
Okay, great. And Democrats in Congress?
Maybe a 75, 70.
Okay.
70,
thank you.
Yeah.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Perez.
Okay.
Definitely.
Even
Democrat
though,
Perez.
Okay, thank you. Hmm? Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024?
Zero.
Okay, not chance at
when
all.
When I saw a lawn poster for him last week when I was walking my dog, I said, what the hell? Why is he back? So, yeah, that's how I feel about him. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
I will never vote for him.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality and attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
That's such a loaded question. I'll make that a 7.
Okay, great. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
That is also tough because it's not a simple question as it sounds. I just say I'm going to I'm going to go below 5. I don't think moderates are good for us right now. We need people that have that actually believe in what they believe in, mm-hmm. and that it's the truth.
So from 0 to 5, yeah. which number will you choose for that?
3.
A 3, great. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
A 10, great.
Yeah.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
A 10, thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Thank you. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they're working class themselves.
10, definitely. 10, yeah. I mean, that's one of the problems I have with all the older people is that they don't even know what people are struggling with anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Sure.
Anyway, sorry.
No problem.
Gotta put in.
Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate mm-hmm. each statement on a scale of a 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number
okay.
between 0 to 10. Mary Glusenkamp Perez is taking on a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs of $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
That's a 10.
A 10, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Well, that's excellent. So that's a 10.
Thank you. Mary Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Businesses Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers.
That's a 10. That's good.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
Thank you. Now I am going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about their other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing this dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it, as a quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
So I'm sorry. I think I want Tim on this. It would give me serious doubts about him.
Isn't that
the 10? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure I was saying the right thing.
Problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
Yep, so that would be a 10.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I guess less.
Much less likely?
Pardon me?
It will be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I never would have voted for him, but I just heard more things that make me more likely to not vote for him.
Great. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Because he sounds like he's a Trumpster, and anyone who supports Trump and all the garbage that the election denying and anti-women's health care and all of that, anyone who supports that and who thinks that the 2020 election was Trump. I don't want them in Congress. I want people who face reality, who understand what's happening in the world. Not crazy people.
Thank you. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Junior college, community college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you.
Married, living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever anymore.
Okay, thank
you. But that doesn't mean I didn't.
We're done with the survey. I appreciate your time. Have a great evening.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye.